This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
I was wondering why Paul, and like the book of Galatians, Romans, you know, most of the books that he wrote, why does it seem like he's contradicting himself? He always starts out saying, you know, about the law, do this, do that. And then, like, by the third chapter, he's saying, you know, the law is worthless to us. You know, it does no justification for us, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think it's really important to recognize that not all law represents the exact same thing. There are different uses of the law in Scripture. So in Scripture, you recognize the law as a vessel or a medium by which we can maintain order in society. We recognize the law as a guide for the believer in living out the Christian life. But we also recognize that the law reveals sin in our hearts and therefore becomes a schoolmaster that drives us to Jesus Christ. And there we find the grace that passes all understanding, the grace by which we recognize that apart from grace, we have absolutely no possibility of inheriting eternal life with Jesus Christ, which is to say, it is crucial to recognize that the law is something that we cannot attain to. We cannot keep the law perfectly. Only Jesus Christ could do that. So Jesus Christ is the one who lived the perfect life which we could never live and offers us his righteousness as an absolutely free gift. We can't earn it. We can't deserve it. We can simply reach out the hand of a beggar and receive the gift of a king. So I think it's really important to recognize that there are three broad aspects of the law. We also have to recognize that some aspects of the law don't apply to us today. We don't need to keep the ceremonial aspects of the law. They have been completely fulfilled in Jesus Christ. They were pointers to Christ who kept the law perfectly for us. So it doesn't matter whether you eat shellfish or not. It's not a sin. Jesus Christ said it's not what goes into a man's mouth and out through his body that defiles him. It's that which proceeds from the heart. So it becomes a way shower.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.